following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Terry Bradshaw here. In football, you can't win without a strong team backing you up. Today, I'm talking to Kevin, a licensed plumber, about how the team over at Ferguson, the leader for plumbing, waterworks, and HVAC supplies, gives him a winning edge.
Ferguson makes it easy. I order my supplies online and pick them up at my local branch or have everything delivered.
Plus, your online orders earn points for cool stuff like electronics and event tickets.
Yeah, ordering online saves me time, too.
You heard the man. Go check out ProPlus at Ferguson.com.
Discover card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back through June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at...
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you with us this first Tuesday of June, where the NBA Finals are set, the Super Regionals in the NCAA Baseball Tournament are set. Do we like them? We'll talk about that in a moment as well. Rick Pizzo of the Big Ten Network is going to join us in our last segment of the show today to take a look at the Big Ten baseball season, Indiana's chances against Florida State. Also, we'll be talking a little football with Rick with the 2015 schedule out and the move. There was some news yesterday, move from the 8 games to the 9 games, plus adding Yankee Stadium and the Pinstripe Bowl to Big Ten football. And, of course, Nebraska hoping they never have to go there because it's not going to be the number 1, 2, or 3 bowl, but it is going to be on the list. And we'll give, now with Rutgers there and more teams towards the east in the Big Ten, a chance to play in a bowl game in New York City, which I'm sure is exciting in December. But that's one of the things we'll be talking about, and we're going to catch up in our next segment with Brandon Crick, the McCook native, qualified for the U.S. Open yesterday in Memphis, Tennessee. Golf Channel was all over it, all the regionals. It's called the longest day in golf. Everybody has to play 36 holes at these regionals, and then depending on how many are at each regional, they draw the line. You needed to be in the top 9, and Brandon tied for 6th yesterday, a 5-under, 138 total through 36 holes, and he is headed to the U.S. Open, and we're going to talk with him on the Doug and Daddy Show today. So, if you would like to join us, if you've got questions for any of our guests, if you've got comments about anything that's going on in the world of sports, we'd love to hear from you. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And you can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're up on Twitter. We're up on the Facebook. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. And of course, on Facebook, it's ESPN Superstation. Well, last year, Kent State and Stony Brook came to the College World Series in Omaha, and it created a little bit of a buzz out there because they were able to upset some national powers and they were able to put a little extra zing in the College World Series. That is not the case this year because 14 of the number one seeds have advanced on, and the other two are held down by number two seeds. A boring. I know Colin Cowherd always talks about he wants the players in the NCAA tournament playing there at the end. He doesn't want to see Butler or Florida Gulf Coast or, you know, go on down the line. He wants to see the big boys knocking heads. And I guess there's an excuse for that, and there's no doubt. No matter who gets to Omaha now, the field of eight will be quality. But who will the Cinderella be? Indiana? They have to be the one. Kansas State? They have to be right there. You got to have a little something. You got to have one team that is outside the box make it to anything that you're covering. College World Series, NCAA basketball tournament, the playoffs, in the pros, college, it doesn't matter. You always want to have the underdog to root for. And as I look up and down the 16 teams here that have qualified, so many of these programs, North Carolina, South Carolina, Rice, Cal State Fullerton, UCLA, Oklahoma, LSU, Vanderbilt is now a power, Louisville, Florida State, Virginia, Oregon State, they're all have so much behind them, and that just leaves a few. Is Mississippi State a power? They're out of the SEC. Kansas State, Indiana, you know, who are you looking at? North Carolina State? Some of those teams will make it, and the Super Regionals do get underway. Half of it is on Friday. South Carolina's at North Carolina. Rice is at North Carolina State. Oklahoma is at LSU, and UCLA is at Cal State Fullerton. All the Super Regionals are the best two of three. And then the ones that start on Saturday, Indiana at Florida State. They'll get underway at 11 a.m. that first game on Saturday. Mississippi State's at Virginia. Louisville's at Vanderbilt. And Kansas State makes the trip out to Oregon State. And that'll be the final Super Regional game on Saturday night, beginning at 6 o'clock Central Time. And then they'll play a late game on Sunday night and, if necessary, on Monday. Just your thoughts. Do you like that? Or do you want to see a couple of wild cards in there, like a Kent State and a Stony Brook get to Omaha? You can give us a buzz. You can give us an email. Love to hear from you, and we'll talk more about that with Rick Pizzo. In softball last night, I think if you watch Nebraska, you probably got just enough interest in this to keep an eye on what's going on in the finals with Tennessee and Oklahoma. Oklahoma has been so dominant all year long, but Tennessee took them to extra innings, and they went 12. They're only supposed to play 7. Nebraska and Florida, of course, went 15. This one goes 12. And one of the best players in the country, Laura Chamberlain, hit her 30th home run of the season for a 5-3 victory. So Oklahoma, one win away from being a national champion. Game 2 is set for tonight in Oklahoma City. So those are just a few of the sports headlines that we've got for you today, and we would love to have you chime in. Was at the Blue Gold Golf outing yesterday. I want to thank Randy and Jim for taking over the program and talking a little sports yesterday. I want to thank our guests from yesterday's program as well. Thoughts on the Shrine Bowl, a couple of things from the weekend. If I can, I'll also throw this one out there. Again, as I look at social media, I don't see any Miami Heat fans. I don't. And I stay away from saying, yay, Miami, because what's the point? Everybody's against the Miami Heat. Everybody I see is against the Miami Heat. Where are any Miami Heat backers? I'm a Heat fan. They're winners. I like LeBron and must be in the major minority. And I think they're going to have their hands full with the Spurs. But getting back to this weekend, the Shrine Bowl. Yeah, we'd like to see a little more scoring. And some of the folks are saying, you know what? Used to be a 2-week, then a 10-day camp, which gave you a lot more time to fine-tune your offense. And I guess lately, outside of Mr. Brockmeyer tearing it up and breaking the passing record here a couple of years ago, there have not been very many high-scoring games. And I didn't get a chance to talk to Coach Carlin afterwards, like we did yesterday on the show. But there's two schools of thoughts here. You want to keep the game close. You want to play competitive. You want to get as many guys in as you can. Or you just throw caution to the wind and see what happens and utilize your playmakers and give them opportunities. But, boy, you just think, well, let's give the ball to Tre'Davious Hollins on a reverse. Yeah, that's all fine and good, but you got the whole All-State defense waiting on the other side. So it didn't work out. There were some mistakes, and you're going to see that in any first game of the year or any All-Star game. But the bottom line for the community of Kearney is it worked out, I think, very well. I haven't heard anything negative. All the kids seem to love the atmosphere. All the folks from outside of the Tri-Cities love the atmosphere, that you could hear your team being rooted for, that there was anywhere from 5,000 to 6,000, depending on which estimate you want to go with, fans that were at the game, and it was a pretty nice day. Yes, it was windy. It was very windy, and we had that again yesterday, but as far as temperatures, it was perfect for playing football. Now we get ready for the Satoma 8-man All-Star game coming up a week from Saturday, June 15th, and we'll also have that for you on Classic Hits 98.9. Mike Will have the call from Hastings for the Satoma 8-man All-Star game. This week, you've got Nebraska Kidney is putting on in Minden, as always, the New West All-Star Classic to benefit the Nebraska Kidney Foundation. And the All-Star Volleyball game is Friday, and then they do the All-Star Basketball games on Saturday. Also on Saturday, the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association will have their All-Star Duel in Grand Island, and they are going through their camp this week. And then on Saturday evening, it is the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association Hall of Fame Banquet, and get a chance to go over there. We've got some names that are very familiar to the wrestling community in this part of the state that will be going into the hall, and we'll be talking with some of those later on in the week. So getting you ready for all that is going on. Plus, the Belmont is coming up on Friday, and with no horse in the running for the Triple Crown, it probably won't get the play that it would if somebody was going, obviously, for the Triple Crown, but we'll keep an eye on that as well. Also, Phil Steele puts out his yearly magazine. We talked about it last week that it was about ready to pop out, and Nebraska has a handful of folks that are all conference, and I look at this and I'm going, I know some of these guys, but I'm surprised that the first team running backs are Amir Abdullah and Venrick Mark of Northwestern. You know, you got Nebraska, Northwestern, the running backs. Nobody from Ohio State. Carlos Hyde is a second teamer. Wisconsin, second teamer. Wisconsin, third teamer. Michigan, fourth teamer. But Northwestern and Venrick Mark, who's very good. They put Braxton Miller as the first team quarterback with Taylor Martinez, second team. Devin Gardner, Michigan, third team. Kane Coulter of Northwestern, fourth team. And other first teamers, Kenny Bell and Spencer Long for the Big Red. Then you've got Martinez, Jeremiah Searles, and Siante Evans on the second team. And then just one third teamer in Jason Ankra, and then Quincy Enunwa on the fourth team. So overall, just two defensive players out of 44 for Nebraska, which has to be some concern. Love to have you join us. We've covered a few topics here to start the program. UNK Blue Gold, better talk about that for just a minute before we get on out of here into our first break, and then we'll catch up with Brandon Crick, see what it feels like to qualify for the U.S. Open. But all of the folks seemed to have a good time. It was well attended. And congratulations to the winners yesterday at Metal Arc Hills, Awori Dunes, and the Kearney Country Club, surviving the wind and raising funds for UNK and all the money going towards athletic scholarships. So always fun to be a part of that. I want to thank Dave and the crew for their sponsorship of our team, which did okay considering how windy it was yesterday. We got second out at Awori. That was pretty fun. Probably through no help of mine, by the way. No help of mine. But after the wind beat everybody down yesterday, it was time to relax, and those that have shopped at Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, or Alliance know that it is the place to be. They felt comfortable last night, woke up with a good night's sleep today, and right now, European Pillow Tops, don't run out of time, because today, the five-day only stale, it winds down. This is it. You may have got the flyer in the mail. You may have heard us talk about it here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Use your bonus bucks and pick up some great sensational savings store-wide on famous name-brand furniture like Ashley, Lane, Chromecraft, Tempur-Pedic, Lazy Boy, and a whole lot more. Bruce Furniture's guaranteed good deal is if you find your Serta mattress for less, they'll give you $500 cash. Check it out now. You can get a queen set with your bonus bucks for just $4.99 and free delivery, free setup, and free haul away of your old furniture or bedding. It's Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering, just right for you. Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance.
The 12th Annual Faces Rally, June 7th, 8th, and 9th in Upland, Nebraska. Faces is a great organization for children and adults with facial differences. Friday night entertainment by the M&M Sisters, starting at 7. Then don't miss Bunkhouse Karaoke following. Saturday afternoon, pedal car and tricycle races for the kids. Plus large inflatable bounce houses, slides, and more for the kids in the park. Be a part of the raffle and auction on Saturday with items including a $1,500 camera. There will be a bike show and shine Saturday morning, June 8th. The winner will be announced Saturday night and presented with a trophy. Prizes from Pepsi and a cash prize. Saturday hog roast starting at 5, followed by live music from the Whiskey Richard Band during the street dance. For more info, go to facesrally.org. The 12th Annual Faces Rally, June 7th, 8th, and 9th in Upland, Nebraska.
Wendy's presents Summer Berry.
What's up, Barry?
Well, Jill told me she loves a nice summer berry. I'm a nice berry, but where's the summer love?
Oh, you know, she might have said berry, as in strawberry.
What?
Like in this berry almond chicken salad from Wendy's.
She also said berries are so sweet. You think she was flirting?
Oh, yeah, with the salad, though.
Wendy's berry almond chicken salad is back. Fresh strawberries, plump blueberries, and warm grilled chicken. Try it now with our new strawberry lemonade.
Now that's better.
For a limited time, only for the summer.
Hey guys, need some oil? Every month, Napa has been bringing incredible savings to me and you. Well, June, they continue their streak of great deals. Head over to Napa today and pick up a quart of Mobil 1 synthetic oil. Just $5.99. That's a big deal for the world's leading synthetic. Seriously, $5.99 for the world's leading synthetic oil is such a big deal, it needs its own show. Head on over to Napa today. Save big at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 6/30.
High school all-star football action moves to Hastings College on June 15th when 24 of the best eight-man players, including notables from Central Nebraska, divide east against west in the 36th annual Sertoma eight-man game. Live from Hastings College, expect lots of scoring and the play-by-play on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. When you're out of range, download the Classic Hits 98.9 FM smartphone app or listen online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Partly sunny conditions develop across the area today with a high of about 75. Winds out of the north will also stay at about 5 to 15. For tonight, there's a spotty chance for a shower storm late with a low near 51 with winds out of the northwest. Right now, it's 70.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today. And we will take a look at our ESPN Superstation Rewards Fan Club. Your chance to sign up, get some points for a variety of different articles that we'll be putting on there as we roll through the summer, updating that. So continue to collect your points. I know there's not a lot on there right now, but continue to do that, and then you can cash them in for something really, really cool. It's all over. Roger Federer knocked out at the French Open. 7-5, 6-3, 6-3 to Joe Wilfred Tsonga. He's gone. David Ferrer is the winner. That would go to, if ESPN's streak for the cash was 95% to 5%, that would be right, because who wouldn't take Federer? Right. Our Midtown Bar cooler question, who will win the French Open? Victoria Azarenka, 30%. Well, she got beat this morning. That's how many of you voted for her. 20% went with Serena Williams. No, Azarenka didn't lose. It was Radwanska that did. But 30% for her, 20% for Sharapova. Who will win the men's draw? Novak Djokovic, David Ferrer, Rafael Nadal, other. You can vote today and anytime on our Midtown Mart cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com, where you can also like us on Facebook. Keep up to date with all of our live sporting events, including the College World Series and the U.S. Open, which is coming up next weekend. And we are pleased to welcome into the Doug and Daddy Show one of the young men that will be competing in the U.S. Open, his first. He is McCook's own Brandon Crick. And Brandon, congratulations, first of all, and welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing well. I'm a little bit tired. I had a long 10-hour drive and just got in actually at 6 in the morning this morning. So only got a few hours of sleep, but it was well worth it after that week.
So where are you today?
I'm in Lincoln.
Okay.
Right now, yep. I'll be in Lincoln, and then plans are to fly out Sunday, so.
Well, let's go through this. One of the questions I've always had of the guys is there are many regionals out there, many sectionals that you can qualify at. Why Memphis, Tennessee? There was one in St. Louis. They're all over the country. Why did you choose Memphis, or did Memphis kind of choose you, or how'd that work?
I chose Memphis. Me and a buddy, Mike Coatman, who I play college golf with, we went down there, and we actually attempted to qualify for the St. Jude that week, and it's a Friday-Sunday qualifier. Turns out neither of us made it through Friday, but so I had a little extra time to prepare for Monday, so which definitely benefited me. So,
Brandon Crick with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. They call it the longest day of the year. Did it feel like that, or does it not feel like that when you qualify?
You know, it wasn't that bad. You know, having a caddy is nice. You know, as I've been telling people, I mean, college golf, we have that probably 8 times a year, those tournaments where we play 36 holes in one day and we're carrying our own bag. And that one, I had somebody carrying my bag for me. So it really wasn't too bad.
Take me through your round. As the folks that may not know, you got 36 holes out there, short break in between. Did you like the way it started? Was there a key moment in the round for you?
Yeah, it was, you know, I got off to a great start. I started on hole 10. But anyways, kind of hit a bad approach in there and had a really good up and down, made birdie on the next and then kind of kept it rolling. There was a tough par four out there that I didn't hit a very good bunker shot. It was like my fifth hole of the day. And, you know, I made like a 25 footer up the hill, in there for par. So, you know, that was a huge start. Me and my caddy were talking, you know, if that doesn't go in, it's kind of a change of momentum because the next hole, then I made another like 12 footer for birdie. So it's kind of a big shift in momentum if I don't make that putt. So that might have been the biggest putt of the day. But you know, after that, it was, you know, pretty solid round. I hit a lot of good irons in there, made a lot of good putts. But you know, I just really didn't shoot myself in the foot at all day. I just played smart golf and just good course management.
Talking with Brandon Crick here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He qualified for the U.S. Open yesterday at the Memphis, Tennessee sectional qualifier. At what point do you start looking at the leaderboard? Because it doesn't matter if you've won it, you just need to qualify.
Yeah. I told my caddy after my 27th hole, I told him to kind of go take a good look at the leaderboard, but don't tell me yet. You know, so we at least have an idea coming down the stretch. We also had a walking score with us that once I came down my 34th hole, I told him, I asked my caddy if he could ask them kind of where I stood. And my caddy said I was doing all right. So, you know, I still thought I needed a couple birdies coming in. On my second to last hole, I had a 40-footer that lipped out. It was, I swore, it was right in the center. It lipped out and then went to a foot, and I tapped it in for par. And then the 18th, I was walking up there asking my caddy. I was like, how bad do we need this putt? Because he knew the score. He knew from the walking score, but I hadn't asked him yet. And I was like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do I need this putt? And he said probably about a 6. So I knew not to be overly aggressive with it. Then turns out I got off the 36th hole and signed my scorecard, and then afterwards the Golf Channel asked for an interview, and I kind of asked him what the score was going to be, and he's like, you're in, no worries. And I reluctantly was like, I'm not sure about that, but he's like, we wouldn't bother interviewing you if you didn't qualify. So that made me feel pretty confident. So, but I still sweated out the last couple hours.
Golf is a little bit different in that aspect. I mean, when you're playing a tournament, you kind of know when you win. If you're in that last group, you know where you're at. But this is a little bit different monster, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you could tee off first of the day, or you could tee off last of the day. It's just a random draw. But, you know, it's just you go out and play golf, and, you know, it's you versus the course, which is exactly what my coach from Gonzaga told me the day before. He said, it's you versus the course. It's not you versus these other players. It's just you versus the course. And I took that to heart, and it worked out for me.
So you had 10 hours to drive home. When you weren't sleeping and you had the good dreams, when did you finally crack the big smile and realize what you'd accomplished?
Oh, I don't know. I was on cloud 9 that whole ride home. I had my caddy driving because I knew there was no way I could drive. I would probably be speeding the whole way home, but you know, it was just an amazing feeling, and it's just a lot of hard work that's finally paid off.
You haven't had a whole lot of, you won't have a whole lot of time to, I guess, think about it. You'll get this week, and as you said, take off on Sunday. What do you know about Marion Golf Club, and how does that course maybe set up to your game? What can you tell us about getting ready and preparing for the Open?
You know, I've heard it's the shorter of the U.S. Open courses, and it's more kind of target golf, and which I think honestly could play in my favor from the sounds of it. I've never played it or anything, but you know, it's fairways and greens, and I hit a lot of greens. That's one of my strengths. I'm a really good iron player, and that's what got me through to here. So hopefully that carries on this week, and then I have a good week.
Well, let's ask the obvious question here, because all pseudo golf fans will say, so are you Roy McIlvoy or are you David Sims? Well, what are we going to see next week? You're the kid out of McCook that's making his first U.S. Open appearance. And obviously when you're practice putting, you know, kids are shooting free throws to win the game. You're practice seven footers to win tournaments. Take me through that.
Yeah. You know, it's been a long road. This last winter I was working two jobs in Phoenix. I was working on a golf course and I was caddying at a club, Whisper Rock in Scottsdale. And, you know, I was working two jobs and still trying to get my practice in when I could. Usually tried to get in a few hours a day at least and did that. Didn't play any really tournaments over this winter, which was the first time in a few years that I hadn't done that. And now I'm up here working at Firethorn Golf Course, and, you know, it was funny because, you know, a week ago I was sifting out range balls, you know, the broken ones from the new ones, and, and you know, next week I'm going to be at the U.S. Open.
Well, those are the stories that make it great. You go from here to there, and I guess obviously you had a good day yesterday qualifying here, but where would you say your game is at? And then kind of fill in, you've told us where you're working, kind of fill in the listeners out there and even the folks in McCook what the last maybe year has been like for you as far as competitive golf.
You know, last year was a little bit of a struggle. Didn't quite play like I wanted to, but the game's coming around. I mean, it really, last year, Q School, I made it to the second stage. But then missed the final stage by a few shots. But that was my best opportunity of making it through, and I knew I was really close. And I've been playing good golf throughout my entire career. It's just I need that one tournament to kind of get me over the edge. And you know, if it's a U.S. Open, great. But you know, regardless, I'm going to chalk it up as experience. And whatever happens next week, I'm just going to have a great time and enjoy it. And see what happens.
Well, we know when it comes to these draws, you'll be playing with a couple of guys that nobody's ever heard of, and we already know that. But if you could get your dream partner and play on a Saturday, who do you admire? Who are you following? Who's the guy that you would love to play with on a Saturday at the Open?
Oh, I mean, you know, Tiger's still probably my favorite golfer. Just all that he's done for the sport. It's fun to watch him, and I always watch him on weekends, so you know, hopefully I get to play with him on a weekend.
Well, that would be a unbelievable experience. Of course, he has to make the cut. We're pretty sure you will.
There you go, yep.
Well, Brandon, we always appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I know it'll be a busy 2 weeks for you, and we're all hoping for four rounds next week up in Pennsylvania. Congratulations on qualifying, and hopefully we can chat with you again soon.
All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Take care. One of the best golfers in Nebraska, Brandon Crick, has qualified for the U.S. Open, and we appreciate his time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And then you get to the other side of things here, and you got the juniors that are out there today at the Country Club in Lincoln playing in the Nebraska Junior Match Play for the boys and girls. Not necessarily as many Tri-Cities or listening area. It is pretty dominated by Lincoln, Omaha, and even the non-Lincoln Omaha are not your, I guess, names that we've heard as of late, but we will keep you up to date on the handful that are competing, like Ryan Milks of Gibbon, who goes out this morning, Lucas Gross-Nicholas of Aurora, Dan Van Kirk of Sutton, Torrey Pierce of Grand Island, all competing today at the Lincoln Country Club. Oh, man, Brandon Crick, it's just serious. Just everybody's going to be looking to see if there's just one shot. The deal is, if Crick makes TV on Thursday or Friday, it will be because he holed out an unbelievable shot, or he gets in a Kevin Na situation. It'll be a reason, and it won't be live. It'll always be on tape. But if Brandon Crick's name happens to pop up on Thursday or Friday, the U.S. Open, which we will be carrying some of the coverage here on ESPN, but it conflicts with the College World Series over the weekend, so we'll stay with baseball for the most part. But we will have action each day from the U.S. Open here on ESPN Radio. And best of luck to Brandon Crick. A couple of other former Huskers competed yesterday at different regionals. Ryan Lenahan, he was close. He shot 3 under, and he is the second alternate. So if a couple of guys can't go, he would get in. And then Judd Cornell off the pace at St. Louis, Missouri, where he was 4 over. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth with more sports, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, Rick Pizzo of the Big Ten Network in the last segment, so stay with us.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We know what season is here, grilling season. We also know you need to give your grill a break sometimes. I suggest you do that on Mondays and Tuesdays when all kids' meals are just $1.99. Hey, we're not talking fast food here, real burgers. We're just trying to do your grill a favor at HK Sports Bar and Grill, where our grill is bigger than your dad's.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Terry Bradshaw here. In football, you can't win without a strong team backing you up. Today, I'm talking to Kevin, a licensed plumber, about how the team over at Ferguson, the leader for plumbing, waterworks, and HVAC supplies, gives him a winning edge.
Ferguson makes it easy. I order my supplies online and pick them up at my local branch or have everything delivered.
Plus, your online orders earn points for cool stuff like electronics and event tickets.
Yeah, ordering online saves me time, too.
You heard the man. Go check out ProPlus at Ferguson.com.
Hey guys, need some oil? Every month Napa has been bringing incredible savings to me and you. Well, June, they continue their streak of great deals. Head over to Napa today and pick up a quart of Mobil 1 synthetic oil. Just $5.99. That's a big deal for the world's leading synthetic. Seriously, $5.99 for the world's leading synthetic oil is such a big deal, it needs its own show. Head on over to Napa today. Save big at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly sunny conditions develop across the area today with a high of about 75. Winds out of the north will also stay at about 5 to 15. For tonight, there's a spotty chance for a shower storm late with a low near 51 with winds out of the northwest. Right now, it's 70.
Daddy Show here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Doug Duda with you on this Tuesday, where triple savings are continuing at our Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth and at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Stop by and take advantage of their approved credit, 1.9% on all new vehicles for 72 months with approved credit, 1.9%. Nobody else can do it. Just Midway, and that's why they continue to take care of you in so many different ways that benefit you. Whether it's a new Chevy, whether it's a new Buick, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Dodge, Cadillac, 1.9%, 72 months with approved credit. Midway is a better way. You can see them online at thinkmidway.com to check out the entire inventory, whether it's brand new or a pre-owned vehicle. They will take care of you, and they'll take care of you long after the sale as well. Many great deals that go along every time you buy a new or pre-owned certified vehicle from the Midway Auto Dealership. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. 888-455-ESPN. We're going to do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia here in just a little bit, so we don't want you to miss out on that. Stay with us as we'll be giving away a $25 gift card to Troutman's here in just a couple of minutes. One other thing, I think, as we've rolled through that's going on in the world of sports, it's been that time of the year, but always like to see who the athlete of the year is going to be in the state of Nebraska. And each day, the Omaha World Herald is putting out one of their finalists. Mackenzie Brown of Grand Island Northwest and Tradion Hollins of Omaha Central are the finalists today. Luke McNitt of Kearney High and Michaela Mestel from Kearney Catholic were finalists on Sunday. And for Brown, she helped the Vikings capture the Class B State Volleyball Championship, first team All-Nebraska selection in basketball, and led Northwest to its first state title since 1982. What a year for Northwest, and what a year for Mackenzie Brown. So she's got a chance at the Female Athlete of the Year award as well. And Doug McDermott is going to try out for USA Basketball, and then they're going to give him a uniform and say, "You are number one." Because we know that Jordan Hooper has made the women's team for the World University Games. The men will have their tryouts at the end of June and then go straight into Russia for the World University Games July 6th through the 17th. McDermott telling the Omaha World Herald that pretty much right after he made his decision to return to Creighton and made the announcement, the call came to invite him to camp. So you can expect to see Doug McDermott representing the United States at the World University Games in Russia at the end of July. Let's do a little Troutman's Tuesday trivia right now. Call us up. If you've not won in the last 2 months, this is your opportunity to do so. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We've got a variety of sports questions that we can pose to you today. If you've not won the last 2 months, then you are eligible. The winner will get a $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats. So call now at 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN. I got some good ones here. I like these. These are pretty good. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
It's Matt.
Hey, Matt. Let's talk a little College World Series. This team...
Oh, I was hoping we wouldn't, but okay.
Oh, come on. What did you want to talk about? You can throw something out to me.
Sorry, go ahead.
This team has made the most appearances without winning a national title.
UC Irvine.
It is not UC Irvine. Try back. 888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN. Give us a buzz today, and we'll be with you here on Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Andrew.
Andrew. Who has been to the most College World Series without winning a title?
Virginia.
It is not Virginia. Try back. 888-455-3776. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
This is Joe.
Joe, which college has been to the College World Series the most times but yet has not won a title?
Florida State.
It is Florida State. They have been there 21 times. That is tied for fourth. USC has also been there 21 times, and they've won it 12 times. Florida State's been there 21 times and has never been able to capture a national title, and they're still in the hunt. Joe, stay on the line, and we'll get you hooked up with a $25 gift card. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you.
All right, there you go. Texas has been there the most, 34 times. They have six titles. Miami of Florida, 23 times. They have four titles. Arizona State, 22 times, and they have five titles. So Texas, they're not in this year. Miami of Florida, they're gone. Arizona State, they're gone. Florida State, they're still in. They're still in. Southern Cal, they're not in. Oklahoma State, not in. Stanford, no. Arizona, no. So a lot of these teams are so used to being there, they just have been maybe more recent and have won a few more titles. But that is our Troutman's Tuesday trivia for this Tuesday. Every Tuesday, Carrie and the gang give you a chance to win a $25 gift card that you can use at Troutman's for USDA. Oh, it's just so good. The best ground beef, the great aged steaks, 30 days minimum for peak flavor at Troutman's Quality Meats. There's always a large selection of fresh and smoked sausage as well. So stop by and see them. They're open 6 days a week at Troutman's Quality Meats, the grill's best friend in Kearney. Coming up a little bit later on in the program today, we'll be talking with Rick Pizzo of the Big Ten Network about the Super regionals coming up this weekend, and a little bit about Indiana baseball, a little bit about the Big Ten as well, and what the football schedules look like here in the near future, and a lot of news out there about what's going on off the field in the Big Ten as well. So we'll talk with Rick coming up about that here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll take a break. Be back with more after this.
First Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month.
It's Preferred Member Days at Complete Nutrition. The first Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the month. Get 22% off everything.
First Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month.
That's 22% off exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, vitamins, and herbs. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is asking you the right questions to get you the right products you need to reach your goals. And when it comes to helping you lose weight, increase energy, burn fat, or build muscle mass, nobody gets you results like Complete Nutrition, period.
The first Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month.
So get in this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for our Preferred Member Days. And save 22% off everything only at Complete Nutrition.
Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Kearney near Sunmark. For free shipping, call 338-1348. And in Grand Island near Gorman's. For free shipping, call 382-8663.
Life is extraordinary, and since 1935, GNC has offered everything you need to achieve your goals. From our more than 30 customized VitaPack programs to a full array of sports nutrition products. Become a GNC VIP by joining our new member price program. Join for free and start saving up to 50% off every item, every day. Invest in your health now, and you'll profit for life. Let our experts get you started today. Every day counts. Respect yourself. GNC. Live well.
What if someone invented a way to find the perfect brand new car that didn't involve driving from new car dealership to new car dealership? Well, AutoTrader.com did. By searching our immense inventory of actual new cars for sale, you can see which dealers have the exact 2013 sedan you want. Plus, see who has the best price and compare offers in your area like cash back or low APR. So you can find which dealership has your perfect car and the best deal before ever leaving the house. AutoTrader.com, the ultimate new car market.
The NBA playoffs on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com. Presented by AutoTrader.com. The San Antonio Spurs have played in the NBA Finals four times and are undefeated. Now in their fifth trip, they face the defending champion Miami Heat.
Really got it, LeBron.
Game one of the NBA Finals, San Antonio at Miami, Thursday night, tipping off at 8 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Partly sunny conditions develop across the area today with a high of about 75. Winds out of the north will also stay at about 5 to 15. For tonight, there's a spotty chance for a shower storm late with a low near 51 with winds out of the northwest. Right now, it's 70.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget the annual Faces Rally 2013 12th year anniversary is this weekend, a three-day motorcycle event based in Upland. Events during the rally include a fun run, bike show, bike games, the hog roast, oh, my favorite, bands, vendors, and other activities. June 7th, 8th, and 9th, folks. It is there to raise awareness and funding for FACES, which assists families with traveling and lodging expenses, since the majority of the children that they help need to travel long distances for specialized surgery and medical attention. Because of the FACES rally, several children in Nebraska and Kansas with facial deformities have benefited from this great organization through proceeds from the FACES rally. And Tammy was in yesterday talking about that here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So don't forget the 12th annual FACES rally this June 7th, 8th, and 9th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in and around Upland, Nebraska. Colorado judge pushed back a hearing for a potential Husker football transfer who was accused of beating a 22-year-old last month. Judge David Archuleta was set to decide whether prosecutors would try Mr. Lewis in county court or transfer the case to district court. Alex Lewis was, along with Colorado quarterback Jordan Webb, involved in a fight near bar. Both men are free on a $10,000 bond, charged with one count of second-degree assault in this case. Prosecutors charged Lewis with second-degree assault and two misdemeanor counts of harassment. So we'll see how this all plays out. And again, there still has been no real word. He was coming to Nebraska, but is not at Nebraska, so we'll see what happens there. And UNK senior Brian Wiest came in third in voting for the Tino Martinez Award, which goes to the top baseball player in Division II. Pitcher Harmon Sidhu of Sonoma State, California, won the award. Minnesota State pitcher Harvey Martin was second. So Brian Weiss, the best non-baseball player in all of Division II. That's what that's saying right there. What an honor for UNK. What an honor for Brian Weiss. He has his sights set on this weekend's Major League Baseball draft, which starts on Thursday, runs through Saturday. Thursday's portions will be carried on the Major League Baseball Network. It's thought that Weiss would be picked anywhere from the 25th round on down. And one of the reasons he's a senior, it's not like you have to pick him high and then make that decision whether you stay or whether you go. The last Loper that was drafted by Major League Baseball was Trevor Bullock and Jabba Chamberlain in 1999 and 2004. So the Major League Baseball draft is coming up, another item this weekend. And to talk a little baseball, talk a little football, and all things Big Ten from the Big Ten Network, we welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio, Rick Pizzo. Rick, how are you this morning? Thanks for the time.
Terrific, gentlemen. My pleasure. It has been way too long.
I know, and it's great to run you down because there's a lot of excitement going on the field and off the field. And let's get after it. Let's talk a little baseball here. Who's the best player in the Big Ten that we're going to see go in the draft this weekend? You got a name for us?
Boy, you know, Schreiber, the catcher for Kyle Schwarber, the catcher for Indiana, is a sophomore. He's just a terrific player. Now, he's a true sophomore, so he's not actually eligible for the draft this year. But among the Big Ten players that you saw this year, he's a guy who I think is going to be a rock star in the majors. Now, whether he plays catcher in the bigs or not, I think he probably will. But as you well know, a lot of major league teams like to look at catchers with power and move them to the outfield so they can keep them around for a while longer instead of banging out those knees. So he's probably the best player I saw in the Big Ten this year. Of course, Justin Parr, terrific player from Illinois, had a 33-game hit streak as well. I don't think you're going to see a bunch of names, especially high in the draft this year, to be dead honest with you. Last year was a terrific year in the draft for the Big Ten, and I think that will be the case in the next couple of years. But I don't think you're going to see anybody go real high in the 2013 draft.
Rick, the national analyst that we've had on here the last month, couple of weeks, as we were getting ready for just regional play, had some kind words to say about the Big Ten, and it's not where we were three, 4 years ago where one team got in and was a number four seed. Do you continue to see positive progression for Big Ten baseball?
I do, though. I'll disagree with that in this sense, that I would have liked to have seen the Big Ten credited a little bit more in 2013 for playing some really tough games. And I think Ohio State is a great example, a team that ended up top 60, I believe, or top 55 in the RPI. At least that's where they were heading into the Big Ten tournament. They played Oregon, the number 16 in the nation late in the season, and then followed that up with Louisville. Of course, Nebraska played and no-hit Arkansas. And those teams were not rewarded for playing quality competition. Ohio State lost those three games to Oregon. They gave up a total of 7 runs in those games. Now, they got shut down at the plate, but because of the new rule that punishes a team more for home losses than it does for away wins, even if those home losses are against top 10 teams, and if those away wins are against teams that are outside the top 100 RPI, you get punished more for those losses than you get rewarded for the wins, and that makes no sense to me. You have to credit people for playing tough schedules. Ohio State, Nebraska, Michigan State, teams that should have been considered for the NCAA tournament because of their schedules, and they were left out.
Rick, let's take it a step farther here, because I had the quizzical look on my face when Illinois got in, and then they said Michigan State was actually the next team out, a team that didn't even make the Big Ten tournament. Did the right teams get in the NCAA tournament? I think we all believe Ohio State should have been in, but your thoughts just on Illinois being the at-large team?
Well, you know, Illinois had a little bit more cachet because of the Justin Parr hit streak, because they had a couple of quality wins. I thought when they lost at the junction that they lost in the Big Ten tournament, I thought they had written themselves out of the NCAA tournament. I thought they needed one more win. Now, on the flip side, if you compare the schedules with Illinois, Ohio State, and Nebraska, you compare their wins, their losses, what they did and what they did in Big Ten play, Illinois would probably be third on that list. But you take the grand scheme from start to finish, which is how the NCAA selection committee does it, and Illinois does, in my mind, rank as that number two team. Now, if you just go from the Big Ten season on down, Nebraska probably ranks ahead of both those teams. But the problem was, in March and April, Nebraska struggled so mightily. If they had been able to play the kind of baseball in April that they played in May, they would have absolutely gotten into the tournament.
Yeah, and probably one victory short of making it in. Let's take that another step here with Rick Pizzo of the Big Ten Network. Do you like Nebraska's direction? Everyone continues to ask the question of our show and me personally, do you think Darren Erstad, and it's only 2 years, has him going in the right direction? Is he the right guy? Is it too soon to tell, or can you form an opinion after just two seasons?
I can, and I can tell you unequivocally, I believe he is the right guy. The move that he made in the Big Ten tournament to put Ryan Hander out there in an elimination game and save Christian De Leon for the next elimination game was brilliant. He got great starts from both those guys and got Nebraska to the brink of that automatic NCAA tournament bid. That's a move that a former major league player makes. And I say that because to make the majors, you have to not only be smart enough to understand the game, but you have to be willing to take some risks both mentally and physically, to be as good at that level as Darren Erstad was. He is not only the right guy for the last couple of seasons, but moving forward. And I mentioned that there's not a lot of guys that are going to be taken high in the draft. Nebraska is going to have a bunch of guys taken this year, but they're going to be taken in rounds where their signing bonus offer, if they get one, is going to be small enough that they're going to be back in school. So other than a few guys that actually lose their eligibility, Darren Erstad is going to have a pretty full house coming back to Lincoln for next season.
One more baseball question, and we'll touch on a couple other sporting questions here in the Big Ten with BTN's Rick Pizzo. Indiana does make it through. We talked about earlier on the show today that 14 of the 16 number ones make it through, so there's no true Cinderella. Yet Indiana, I know they're highly ranked, but Indiana, a Kansas State, they have to be kind of the two dark horses still, but what are their chances against Florida State?
Well, it's going to depend, I think, for Indiana on their hitting. They're going to get pitching. I mean, pitching is not an issue with them. It hasn't been an issue with them all year long. We didn't see it as an issue in the Big Ten tournament. Now, give Nebraska a lot of credit for in that Saturday night game really batting the ball all over the yard, because that's just not something that Indiana has been accustomed to this year. I think Indiana's arms can quiet down pretty much most of the bats in the nation, but to get all the way there, to get to the College World Series and actually do some damage, they're going to have guys other than their three and four hitters come up big, and that's been basically where they've done all their damage. Tracy Smith needs a number seven or an eight guy to have a ridiculous Super Regional, a ridiculous College World Series for them to beat teams like North Carolina, who I think after that amazing win last night should be the favorite to win it all at this point.
Okay, now here in Nebraska, we would say this tongue-in-cheek, but you probably are fired up by the addition of lacrosse, being a Northeastern boy.
Well, absolutely. Now, I didn't play lacrosse growing up, but I went to Syracuse. And if you don't get excited about lacrosse when you're at Syracuse, then you're not paying attention. Once I got there, everybody taught me the legends of the Gate brothers and all this kind, and the Powell brothers after them. What a move. I mean, and then to add Johns Hopkins over the last couple of days as a men's lacrosse member only, I mean, there's probably not a school in the nation that I can think of off the top of my head which identifies more with a single sport, I believe the only sport that they're D1 in, than Johns Hopkins. So, I mean, this is a great move for the Big Ten. And you bring in Maryland and Rutgers, terrific on the men's side. Maryland outstanding on the women's side. This is a very big deal for the lacrosse fans. And the lacrosse fans who now are going to get to watch a lot more lacrosse games than they ever have in the past.
Well, I know the listeners of our show will stone me if we talk much more lacrosse, but I wanted to throw that one out for you. So let's talk a little football. Another announcement yesterday, the Pinstripe Bowl gets into the rotation, and we've talked with some of the other analysts at the Big Ten Network and throughout the state of Nebraska. The Big Ten has such a good bunch of bowl games. The only negative that we can continue to see is they all play on New Year's Day at the same time. So I know they're trying to spread them out a little bit. How big of a deal is this to play at Yankee Stadium for one of the teams?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest deal. I mean, forget about time, forget about date. I mean, location. You think about the iconic arenas in any sport throughout the nation, and you think of Yankee Stadium probably first. If you're a hockey fan, maybe the old Montreal Forum. You know, if you're a football fan, you go to Lambeau Field. And in this recent trend to cross over and to play one sport at the venue or the arena of another sport, I think is terrific. I mean, the NHL obviously deserves a lot of credit for starting the Winter Classic in these different places and college hockey beforehand. And I think the fact that college football is doing it and able to do it at places like Yankee Stadium is terrific. And if you ask any football analyst, not the location great, but that is a great landing spot for a team that maybe comes up a little short of expectations. Let's say you want to play in one of those big-time January 1 bowl games, whether it's the Rose or the Cap 1 or one of the other ones, and you don't quite get there, and your quote-unquote landing spot is a game at Yankee Stadium, that's a pretty solid get for the Big Ten.
Big Ten announces the schedules for 2014 a couple of weeks ago, 2015 yesterday. Anything that stuck out to you there?
Yeah, in 2014, go ahead and take a close look at Ohio State's schedule. Go ahead and check their home versus their away, and go ahead and look at their no-play crossover games. I'm telling you guys right now, if Ohio State is not in the national championship game in 2014, based on how they've been doing recruiting, the guys that they should still have on that team in 2014 and that schedule, I will be shocked.
That is the earliest prognostication prediction in the history of the Doug and Daddy Show. Ohio State.
But you know what the great thing about it is, my man? Is that by the time we get there, if they don't reach it, everybody would have forgotten. So it's no risk on my part.
Hey, Rick, we always parade winners around here, so I know that will be duly noted. Rick Pizzo with us for just another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and then we'll let him get off to lunch here. A couple of other things out there. Your comment on what's going on with Gordon Gee at Ohio State?
I'm somewhat speechless, and I'm sure the folks at Ohio State wish that Gordon Gee would sometimes find himself speechless as well. I just don't understand how a university president can say these things repeatedly. If you have a slip of the tongue once, I understand. If maybe you make a second comment that's a little bit over the line, but there was a line drawn in the sand, and for all 60-something years of him, he may not be in the greatest shape. He did his best Carl Lewis impersonation and long jumped 30 feet over that line. And now he's done it four or five times. I'm flabbergasted. I mean, I think he's done a great job as the president of a university in keeping Ohio State to be one of the, you know, premier institutions of that size in the nation. But when he steps out of that arena and starts discussing things that are perhaps a little bit outside of his immediate realm of knowledge, especially athletics, I think he needs to have a right-hand guy who has a mute button. And if he's able to do that, I think Ohio State's a lot better off.
Very great perspective, Rick Pizzo of the Big Ten Network. Phil Steele comes out with his All-Big Ten. Tom Dienhart's been doing his categories of who's got the best linebacking, who's got the wide receiver. So from a Nebraska perspective here, the Huskers only have two out of the 44 of the four teams that Phil Steele puts out there, two out of 44 on the defense. Does he have it right?
I don't think that any of those guys usually ever have it right. And I love Tom Dienhart. But I look back to last year, every publication in the world had Denard Robinson as the front runner for the Heisman Trophy. Denard Robinson wasn't the starting quarterback of his own team by the time we got to November. And I think that would have been the case had he not gotten hurt in that game against Nebraska anyway. So I look at the preseason publications, especially, guys, the ones that have to do with individual players, and I throw them right out the window. I mean, you want to talk to me about teams, a team that is absolutely loaded coming back and that Alabama's going to be the preseason number one and all this kind of stuff, I'll buy in. But you cannot convince me to go ahead and pick players ahead of time because these guys are 19 and 20 years old. You have no idea what they're doing during the summer, no idea if they're a little bit more banged up than their coaches let on. And at 19 and 20 years old, you make a lot of stupid decisions during the summer before fall practice. I start believing that a guy is all Big Ten when we're about halfway through the Big Ten season and not a minute beforehand.
Rick, we're about 6 weeks away from media days. This is usually when everybody takes a little vacation. Is there something you're going to be watching out for?
No, I'm making my reservations already for the best restaurants in Chicago on July 23rd and 24th because knowing all the media guys like you and the rest of everybody that comes here on their big corporate company Amex Black cards, you know, and rings up those $10,000 bills, I can't get into a restaurant. So I spend the next 6 weeks trying to get the best reservation I can get on that Wednesday and Thursday night so I don't go hungry after all these interviews.
Does it mean anything if our boss sends coupons with us?
Yeah, sure, then I'll join you guys.
Last question, Rick. I'll let you out of here just because I came across it this morning. The big story last year, well, there was a couple of them, but everybody was all over Penn State. where are they now? Do we finally now see where all of the sanctions start to come into play?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I was actually just there, coincidentally enough, on Thursday and Friday, participating in a wonderful event. They do a Coaches versus Cancer event that's now raised over $2 million in about 17 years of existence. And I had a chance to chat pretty extensively with Bill O'Brien on Friday. And I think the overwhelming feeling, truthfully, is he just wants to coach. Now, the lawsuit filed by the Paterno family and the recent article in Sports Illustrated about the change in how they handle their medical decisions, the football staff, Bill just wants to play football. And Bill believes that they can win games. And he believes they can win 8 or 9 more games this year. And I, when I look into his eye, I do not see him saying that because he wants me to say that to you or say that to anybody who asks me about Penn State. He truly believes that. This guy is an offensive genius. And your struggles, I feel like, when you get shorthanded in terms of numbers, going to be finding playmakers on the offensive side of the ball. They were shorthanded there last year too, remember? And because of that New England Patriots dink and dunk NFL-style offense that's not real familiar to opposing defenses, they were able to score points. And Penn State is always going to be Penn State defensively. And I'll leave you with this. Look at where they rank nationally in recruiting this year. They're top 20-25 in most people's projections, and this is with a class that knows they have no chance to play in the postseason. That speaks volumes about what Bill O'Brien and the rest of that staff is doing.
You think there's any chance that the NCAA gives them good time and maybe yanks a year or does something to help them out?
I would be very surprised, only because you saw the announcement.
Oh,
I mean, Mark Emmert was not only decisive and passionate, but seemed happy about handing down these penalties. And I think if the NCAA went back and wiped a year off, boy, it would be egg all over Mark Emmert's face. Now, I'm not going to go on record and tell you whether I think they should lose a year or whether I think they should stay there. But if you ask me if I think the NCAA will ever look at them and say, time served, you guys have been great under a new regime, we'll take 1 year off, I would be 100% shocked.
All right, Rick, we'll talk to you again soon. We'll see you in Chicago next month and always appreciate your insight here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Continue to enjoy the summer.
You got it, my man. I'm holding you to those coupons for dinner, so don't forget.
I got you, buddy. We'll see you there.
All right.
Rick Pizzo, great stuff here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Big Ten Network. You can always check it out. All their work on the Big Ten Network, BTN.com, and a whole lot more. So what a good way to wrap up the show today. We want to thank Rick for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. We also want to thank McCook native Brandon Crick. He's back in Lincoln. They've got him at work. It's just cruel. The man qualified for the U.S. Open yesterday, and we'll see how he does next week in Pennsylvania. Tomorrow, we've got a lot more to talk about. We're going to be previewing the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies for the High School Wrestling Academy, the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association Hall of Fame. We've got that coming up. We've got Shrine Soccer coming up this weekend and a whole lot more. So we'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.